This Chaitanya Charitamrita class by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his wonderful teachings. And this is October 15th in Kartik. This Goswamiji has such a beautiful, attractive voice. Sings wonderfully. Speaks nicely. He's in Madan Mantapa till 7:30 every night. I think he starts now, maybe. So this beautiful story is from Madhya Lila chapter 19, verse 36 to 54. It's called Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu Rupa Anupam Milan Kumbh Mela Me. It's the meeting of Rupa Goswami, or rather, it's a meeting of Rupa and Anupam at Kumbh Mela in Prayag. Mahaprabhu also went to Kumbh Mela, and maybe twice even, on coming to Braj and going back from Braj. On the way back, because he stayed 2 months in Braj and he came in Kartik Purnima. So Kartik and Posh, Kartik and Mriga Shirsha, Mahaprabhu was here. Because Kartik and Mriga Shirsha are so much wonderful festivals of the gopis and the Kanyakumaris and the Radhakund Avirbhav, which he had to come. It's interesting that Lord Chaitanya, he came in Kartik, and that's the month that Radhakund was manifested, and it was manifested by his very presence in Vrindavan. So here, this is the meeting of Mahaprabhu and Rupa and Anupam. Anupama Malika Chandra Nam Sri Vallabha Rupa Gosanira Chotto Bhai Panama Vaishnav. Krishna's Kaviraj is introducing the Lambana Prema Shreya of the Vibhav of this Leela. Is the younger brother of Rupa Goswami. What is his name? Sri Vallabha. But he has another name. His actual name is Sri Vallabha. But he was given the name Anupam Malik. This is given, I suppose, by the Muslims or so. I'm not sure. Tanhan Lana Rupa Gosai Prayaga Aila Mahaprabhu Tahan Shuni Anandita Haila. Rupa Goswami and Anupam went to Prayag, and they were very pleased to hear that Mahaprabhu was there. We had that same experience of how much anandita, or pleasure, or bliss we'll feel if we come to Vrindavan. I remember once I was living in Sevakunj and serving Prabhupada in his rooms and going every day to Banki Bihari to get a wonderful fragrant garland to offer Prabhupada and also Radha Damodar as my seva there. And so we would stop in one temple, and then we would ask the sevites there and devotees, oh, has the guru come to the temple? No, he hasn't come yet. Oh, when's he coming? Oh, maybe next month. And every couple of days I would ask, is he coming? No, he's coming tomorrow. And they would tell, and I would be so happy and so excited to get an opportunity to meet that great devotee who was Sajatiya Snigdha, a very much affection, soft and kind and affectionate to myself. So that as they were very happy, you can understand how happy they would be to find Mahaprabhu in Prayag. Here he was there. Prabhu Chali Jachena Bindu Prabhu Chali Yachena Bindu Madhava Darshan Laksha Laksha Lokai Se Prabhura Milan. When Mahaprabhu came to Prayag, he immediately went to the presiding deity, the presiding Krishna Thakur in Prayag, who is Bindu Madhav. And many thousands and lakhs of people were following Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Keha Kande, Keha Hase, Keha Nache Gai, Krishna Krishna Bhali, Keha Gada Gadi Jai. So there's Mahaprabhu and lakhs of people. They're in the mandir taking darshan of Krishna Bindu Madhav. And what is the experience? This is the Udipan and the Alamban Vibhav, Premashraya and Premashraya, the Vishai, Premashraya and Premashraya. And so what kind of emotions, what kind of exchanges will go on between Bindu Madhav and Gauranga and the devotees? And how do they feel? What are they doing? What's the action? What's the response and the heart's movements and the bodily changes and sattvic vikars. And here's what it says. these lakhs and lakhs of people were not following Lord Chaitanya like toy soldiers marching in line, 1, 2, 3. They were in ecstasy, they were in bliss, they were chanting, Krishna, Krishna. And they were laughing, some were hasi, laughing, dancing, chanting. They were rolling on the ground. Indeed, they were rolling on the ground, it says. Gada gadi jai. This is rolling on the ground means they're rolling in the streets of Prayag. Prayag is a city, it's only 500 years ago. The streets you see today in Prayag, which we call Benares, I believe so, is the same as then. The stones, now the cobblestones that Lord Chaitanya walked on, the cobblestones, and the cobblestones of these devotees are rolling down these cobblestones in the bliss of ecstasy and the total non-awareness of their physical bodies due to the transcendental bliss they're experiencing. That is now paved over with concrete or asphalt or macadam or whatever. Ganga Jamuna Prayag Narela Dubaite Prabhu Dubaila Krishna Primera Vanjate. Prayag is located at the confluence of the Ganga and Yamuna, the Triveni. Although, in the history of Prayag, we have never heard that there has been a flood, that these two rivers, Yamuna and the Ganga, have swelled up in rising waters and flooded the city. But, Prabhu Dubaila Krishna Premara Vanyate, when Mahaprabhu started dancing in the Nagar Kirtan with all devotees and great ulas and great ecstasy, then there was a huge flood. Mahaprabhu inundated the whole area. The first time in the history of Prayag, everything became flooded. Not with the waters of the Ganga or the waters of the Yamuna, but with the prem ras of Lord Chaitanya's oceanic Vrindavan-filled heart. The whole city of Prayag became flooded. And everyone was floating in that flood of prema. Bida deki dui bhai rahila nirjan prabhura ve shohaila madhava darshan. Amazed. Now the camera, if you're doing a movie, the camera is on Mahaprabhu and then there's close-up shots of devotees rolling on the ground and some devotees laughing uproariously and then this love of God and everyone's eyes are twinkling and they're effulgent and they're so, everyone, it's a collective high and a universal bliss everyone's experiencing at the same moment in the presence of Mahaprabhu. So they're filming Lord Chaitanya. How is he making it happen? What is he doing? How is he dancing and moving? And how are they singing? And close-ups of their faces. And then distant shots of all of them together. And then the next camera focuses on the onlookers, the observers. Just like one camera is looking at me, we could have another camera looking at you and then mix the two together. So now the camera lens is called, I call this, reading the Shastra through the camera lens of absorption. Because it makes it very, a picture is worth 1,000 words. So if we don't have an animation movie of this chapter or this story, or we don't have some regular movie to see about it, Mahabharata, Ramayana, then we have to create that movie in our mind and heart with our visualization, our imagination. And then it becomes very strong in our memory. Then during the time of Smaran, we can remember these pastimes or these scenes. It's very inspiring. So now the next camera was one camera showing a close-up of the face of Anupam and his brother Sri Rupa. Because they're watching. They're not part of the action. They've just arrived and whoa. It's like imagine you come to a party. The party started at 10 o'clock at night. You get there at 12. There's a live band. There's a dance hall, there's 300 people, they're just totally into it. The feelings are high, the emotions are high, everyone's dancing, and you just arrive. Oh, you know, who's here? What's going on? Everyone's jumping, dancing. You don't just open the door and jump and start dancing. So they're watching this, and they're chamatkar, this is like vismita, they're amazed. What is this? What am I seeing? What kind of spectacle, amazing miracle of divine love is being displayed here? They saw the great crowd, Anupam Rupa. And they say, it says here that, Dui Bhai Rahila Nirjan. Dui Bhai Nirjan, you've heard of Nirjan Bhajan, means alone. The two brothers, Dui Bhai, they stayed in a private, secluded place. They didn't want to interfere. They didn't want to disturb the ecstasy of Gauranga and all of his antaranga bhaktas and all the devotees of Benares. They stayed a safe, quiet, secluded, private distance, observing. Like looking through the kunj, looking through the spaces in the foliage to see what is Radha Krishna Yugal doing with all their intimacies. And they, what could they see? They could see that Lord Chaitanya, upon taking darshan of Bindu Madhav, he went totally ecstatic. He just saw the Lord in the ecstasy of viraha, viyog, the ecstasy of Radharani searching for Krishna. Kotai go prema mai Krishna kaha, where is Krishna? He's here. I've searched, I'm walking all the way from Puri across Jarikan forest, looking at the trees, making the tigers dance with the deer, and making the elephants dance and chant Hari Bol, and the parrots are flying overhead, and even the crows are chanting Hari Bol instead of ha ha ha. The crows are chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol. The crows, the kaka, are flying over his head, and the deer are dancing with the lions, and everyone's chanting Hari Bol, and the elephants are dancing. Balancing on their tails, like up like this, balancing on their tails, amazing feet. Mystic power of Gauranga. But where is Krishna? I see this tree and the Palasha tree and Arjun tree and Banyan tree and people tree, so many trees and vines in the Jarikan forest. But where is Krishna? Then across Bihar and across UP, now I come to the Yamuna. Yes, Yamuna, you will show me Krishna. You're Kalindi, you're a Sham Rang. You're Vishaka's liquid prem expansion. Where is Krishna? Take me, flow me, carry me to him. Then, and he said, his ecstasy is rising. And then Mahaprabhu enters the temple of Bindu Madhav. Ha ha ha! And he explodes in golden volcano of divine love and sprinkles everyone with this beautiful love of ecstatic bliss. Dancing, crying, rolling. How much blissful you must be to be rolling on the ground. We can't. It's unimaginable to us. If we consider ourselves blissful if we laugh for 14 seconds. If we laugh for 14 seconds, we'll say, wow, that was really a blissful day. Ha 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 ha. That's 5 seconds, that's enough. Try it. See if you can laugh one day in your entire life for 14 seconds. Then you'll know, wow, this is anand bindu, a drop of bliss. So the whole, he inundated, rolling on the ground, we heard, I'm laughing so much, I'm holding my sides, my belly's going to bust, I'm laughing so much. These are American expressions. I'm laughing so much, my belly's going to blow up, like that pastime with Ganesh, and we ate too many laddus and his belly blew up. And you know that story? It's not on the point, but it's a very funny story. The story of how Ganesh's laddus popped out of his belly. Because Ganesh, you know, what is Ganesh, what is his wahan? Chua, no? You know Ganesh? The son of Parvati and Shiva. His wahan, his carrier is a chua, yes? A mouse. So Ganesh, this is, of course, you know, this is called a Chintya Shakti. But the elephant sits on a mouse. The hathi sits on a chua. So it's like imagine if a sumo wrestler sat on your back. Could you go anywhere except flat on your face into a pancake on the ground? It would be finished, smashed to smithereens. There'd be nothing more to see of you. You wouldn't even have the depth of a pancake. If a sumo wrestler, a pancake is about this high. So now Ganesh is riding on his chua. And he just went to a big feast and ate 10,000 laddus. He has 10,000, you know the story, it's very good. He has 10,000 laddus in his belly. He's feeling bodh anand. Ajke anandaki. Pate bolo, look, bhaje radha govinde, pate bolo anande. We say this in Hindi. Pate bolo anande, bhaje radha govinde. Bole, not like Hari Bol. Bole means full. If my stomach is full, then I can really do bhajan. And you want to prove it? Fast on Ekadasi and see how much bhajan you do. Do Nirjal Ekadasi, no water, no food, and see how much bhajan. You know what your bhajan will be? You'll be sleeping. So, pate bolo anande, bhaja radha govinde. So, now, Ganapati Bhagavan, Siddhivinayak Bhagavan, Om Sri Ganeshaya Namah. He had a wonderful feast of 10,000 ladus. And he was stuffed. And he was sitting on his mouse, and the mouse knows the way home, so he didn't have to give him directions. So the mouse is walking, but suddenly the mouse saw a snake in his path, and mice and snakes don't get along very well, as you might know. You know why? Because snakes eat mice. So when the mouse saw the snake, he was, ah! He became Bayam, Ati Bayam, and very, oh, blah, 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 blah. And he couldn't move too fast because he had a heavy passenger. If he had empty seats, he could run away, but his seats were full of, you know, passengers. So then he spooked. I mean, he got scared. And then when he did that, he got scared and he tripped. And then Ganesh fell off. You know, he rolled, in other words, like you roll your car, you go too fast and you roll your car over, you know. So Ganesh rolled off. This is in the you know, somewhere. It's in the stories of Ganesh. It's actually in a Gita Press book about Ganapati. But anyway, Ganapati Mahima. So then he rolled off his mouse carrier, and then he hit a rock, boom, and it punctured his belly, and all the ladus came out. This is a great catastrophe, because they weren't even digested yet. And, you know, you need to get digest them to experience the full ecstasy of, you know, Laru Bog. So then he said, what to do? So he had this hole in his stomach. So that snake that made his mouse, you know, trip up and he fell off, he took the snake and he tied it around his belly as a rope to tie his belly back together. First he put all the ladus back in his belly, and then to keep it closed, he took that very snake that tripped him up and tied it around his belly. So that's why sometimes, that's the origin, because sometimes you see as his father has this Sankarshan, Shiva has these snakes or Sankarshan representatives of his Ishtadev around his arm and neck. But Ganapati is also depicted with a snake around his waist. And this is the origin of that particular ornament. Anyway, we want to go back to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is in Benares. And he's dancing in ecstasy, flooding the entire city of Benares with prema. And now, arriving on the scene, after a long distance, is Anupam and his brother Sri Rupa. And they're witnessing this scene from a private, secluded area. Mahaprabhu doesn't see them, but he sees them, because Mahaprabhu is lost in his own prema ecstasies. So this is where we are in the story, in case you forgot. So more description of the Lord. So we had the camera on the devotees, and they're rolling on the ground, and we were amazed. Wow, what prabhav, what effect this prem kirtan. Krishna, Krishna, all Mahaprabhu is chanting is one word, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. It doesn't talk anything about 14 mridangas and 32 cymbals or 7 kirtan parties like the thunderous kirtans at Rath Yatra, Beta Kirtan and Madhya 13. It just says they were chanting the name Krishna, Krishna, and so much effect and prabhav and astounding change, transformations in everyone. And the entire city became flooded with prema. This is Mahaprabhu. So now the camera closes up on Mahaprabhu, because that camera is the eyes of Anupam. That camera is the eyes of Rupa. Now we can see what they saw. They were at this private place. It says they were in this Dwibai Rahila Nirjan. These two brothers were in a Nirjan, a private place, and they're looking. They're in Prayag. They're just arrived. What do we see? This is the person we came to meet. We were so happy and full of bliss that he's here. What's he doing? Now there's a close-up, what they're seeing. Prema veshe nache prabhu hari dwani kari urdva bahu kari bali bala hari hari. These are the two favorite names of Bhagavan for Radharani or Mahaprabhu. Hari hari and Krishna Krishna. Especially Hari, everywhere in Chaitanya Bhagavat, everywhere in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Radha Bhav, Rasaraj Mahabhav, Sri Gauranga is chanting Hari, 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 Hari. Because there's so much meaning in this word. Ha and Ri and Hari, Hari. So much meaning that only Radharani knows the real depth of the implication and meaning of these two syllables, Hari. And acharyas give us sometimes a glimpse of what she's feeling and thinking when Radharani's chanting Hari, Hari in the kunjas, in Vyog, separation from Krishna. Hari, Hari, Hari. Raghunath Das Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in their commentaries on the holy name, at least they're attributed to them in a book called Padakalpataru. Padakalpataru is a Bengali book which is a collection of pada. Kalpataru means a wish-fulfilling tree. It's a wish-fulfilling tree of songs and prayers to Gauranga and Radha and Krishna. So although we can't find it in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Abhidhan, that there's any tika written on the Maha Mantra by either Vishwanath or Raghunath Das. But generally in the Vaishnava Samaj, Gaudiya Vaishnava Samaj, because they are included in the this Padakalpataru, they're accepted that they were written or spoken, and maybe spoken by and written by their followers or disciples. The very, very interesting explanations of the Maha Mantra there, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, by Raghunath Das and by Vishwanath. And there, the whole angle is Radharani's chanting, and what is she, how every word of the mantra means Krishna. So this is the meaning of the Maha Mantra from the viewpoint of the Sakis. And that's how the Mandris, like Rati Mandri and Rupa Mandri, they chant with that conception. Every word, nourishing Radharani and Sambhog, and soothing and comforting Radharani and Viyog by chanting this Maha Mantra with different meanings. I discussed that in some classes previous in our classes of the glorious Sevas of Radharani. It's on the YouTube, you know. The Mandri's meaning of the Maha Mantra, part 1 and 2. So anyway, there they are. So now the camera's on Lord Chaitanya. He's loudly chanting the holy name of Hari. He's dancing in ecstatic love and raising his arms. And he asked everyone to chant, Hari, Hari! Hari, Hari! Hari, Hari! Because now everyone in Prayag or Benares is helping Radharani in her Viyog by chanting the name Hari, Krishna, that Singha Nagar, that lion of love, that lion of romance, Singha Nagar Sham. So here is an example that Gauranga has engaged everyone in soothing his viraha. Gauranga is feeling separate, always in the mood of viraha. Krishna in the mood, Radharani in the mood of separation from Krishna. So now, when Radharani is in the mood of separation from Krishna, the word which comforts her and soothes her and makes her feel some relief and ultimately makes her experience the presence of Krishna, if she hears the chanting of that name which is backed by prema and surrender and intimacy of sambandha, when she hears the chanting of the name Hari by one of her ashtasakis or mantris, then she feels some solace in the time of viraha and viyog. When she's separated from Krishna, that longest period of time in Aparan Leela from the 3:36 in the evening, from 3:36 in the afternoon until 10:30 at night, 7-8 hours, long hours of Radharani. It's the longest period of the day Radharani is separated from Krishna. It's extensive viyog, extensive viraha. Then, as the resonance of Banaris and Gaur Leela are chanting Hari, Hari, and relieving Radharani's misery and separation from Krishna in the form of Gauranga, the Sakis and Mandris will chant the Maha Mantra in Aprakat Dham when Radharani is separated from Krishna to relieve her anxiety, and also chant the Maha Mantra and Hari, Hari, Hari. So Gaur Leela is that river Gaur Leela is that Ganga Nadi, is that Ganga Nadi that carries us swiftly into the vast prema-filled rasa ocean of Krishna Leela. And I gave you an example just now. This is Gaur Leela, and it took us to Krishna Leela. This is the system of Gaudiya Bhajan. So now the camera is on the face of Lord Chaitanya, his arms are raised, Ajano Lambita, Gauranga. Gauranga! Jorse, Gauranga! He asked everyone to chant Sablo Hari Hari Bolie, Hari Hari! Hari Hari! Do you think Radharani heard your chanting? Do you think Radharani felt your chanting? Did your chanting relieve Radharani from her viraha? I hope so. So now the camera goes on the people, because there's the Antarangam Bhaktas that are with Lord Chaitanya, and they're dancing, and he's flooding the whole city. Now, what are the faces of the people? What do they look like? So now that camera is there. And that camera becomes this shloka by Krishna Kaviraj. When you read the shloka, then you enter that camera lens, and then you see that scene. You have Lord Chaitanya is there, and one part of your mind, you saw him, and then you saw Rupa and Anupam in a secluded place. Now, Prabhura Mahima Deki Loke Chamatkar. Prayage Prabhura Leela Nari Vani Bhar. Everyone in Prayag was astounded, stupefied, amazed. Chamatkar, astonished. Indeed, I, Krishna's Kaviraj, although I am a Kavi, I'm a Raj of the Kavis, I'm a king of the poets and the greatest servant of the Lord, I, Vani Bhara, I can't find the Vani. Like we have Guru Vani, the word Guru Vani, Guru Vani Seva, Bapu Seva. I can't, Prabhu Leela Nari, I can't find the Nari Vani. I can't find the words, the phrases, the words, how to describe what it was like. Dakshinatya viprasane achi parichoye se vipra nirmantriya nila nijaloye. Mahaprabhu made friendship with one South Indian Brahmin, Dakshinatya Vipra. Dakshin means south. Even in Hindi, Dakshin means south. And that Brahmin invited Mahaprabhu for prasadam at his house. Vipra grihe asi Prabhu Nibrite Vasila Shri Rupa Vallabhadunhe Asiya Milila. Mahaprabhu was sitting in a Nibrita, like we have Nibrita Nikunj. Prabhu Nibrita Vasila. See, it's very interesting. We have the last scene that we saw in our camera's lens, last scene where Anupam and Rupa, the last scene we saw of them, was that they were in this Rahila Nirjane. They were remaining in a secluded, hidden place, alone, together, watching Lord Chaitanya. Now, in the home of the South Indian Brahmin, Rupa Goswami and his brother Anupam, they came and they met Mahaprabhu in another lonely place, Nibrita place. Dui Gucha Trina Dunhe Dashane Darya Prabhu Deki Dure Pore Dandavatahana. Such humility in their approach, such dainata. Dure. Now the camera's on Gauranga, and he's there in a lonely, he's sitting alone somewhere in this person's house, resting after honoring Mahaprasadam. Now then from a distance, maybe he's outside in the courtyard, we don't know. So then a distance, Rupa and Anupam approach, and Lord Chaitanya sees them. So his face is looking like, who is that? And then there, and then you see some distance, the camera pans that there's some distance, and Anupam and Rupa are lying on the ground in dandavats. And Lord Chaitanya looks and says, who is that? And they have a straw, Trina Dante. They have a straw between their teeth. Trina Adapi Sunichena Tarori Vasahishina Amanina Amanidena Kirtaniya Sadahari. So there he says, who is this? Because how can you identify someone or recognize who someone is as they're lying on their face down? Very difficult. By body shape or whatever, you may have some familiarity. But otherwise it's impossible. Nana shloka pari ute paribarabhar Prabhu deki premaveshe haila dunhar. Anupam and Rupa were overwhelmed with ecstatic emotion, prema vesh. And they started spontaneously reciting stutis and stavas and prayers and glorification of Gauranga. Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Chuse Nama Ananda Ananda Lila, what's it called? That prayer in Lord Gauranga. Ananda Lila Rasa, I can't remember. Ananda Lila Rasa. Anyway, there's one other prayer, beautiful prayer to Gauranga, that they were reciting. And then they stood up, and as they would stand up, they were offering dandavats, they would stand up and look at Gauranga and offer these prayers, and they were absorbed in praying, and then they would fall down again, and stand up and fall down. Shri Rupe Dekhiya Prabhur Prasanna Hailaman Uta Uta Rupa Aisa Balila Vachan. Mahaprabhu was very, very happy and satisfied and pleased to see Sri Rupa. And he told him, Uto, Uto, Rupa, stand up, please. Aro, Aro, I say, come here. Krishnera Karuna Kichu, Najayai Varananai, Vishaya Kupe Haite Karila Toma Dujan. Mahaprabhu said, Rupa, Anupam, it is impossible. It is impossible to describe the mercy that Krishna has bestowed upon you. He has delivered you from the Griha Mandakupam. He has delivered you from the Griha Mandakupam, that deep, dark well of bondage of material life, the samsara chakra. This is Krishna's mercy. Vishaya Kup. Vishaya means sense gratification. Kup means a deep, dark well that you can't escape. If you fall in a 100-foot deep well, no one will hear your crying for help, 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 save me, Gorbachev, Gorbachev. No one will hear you. You're in the middle of a field. You're in the middle of a vast cate field. It's a 100-foot deep well, and you're walking along. It's an abandoned well, and you fell in it. That's called Griham Andakupam. It's in the middle of a vast field called Vishaya Kshetra, the field of sense gratification, the forest of material enjoyment described in the fifth canto of Bhagavatam, with its following ensuing hellish punishments. So this is the Vishaya Kupe, the deep dark well of sense gratification. No one can hear you, no one can save you, only some phenomenon, some miracle could save you. So that is how one gets liberated from this cycle of bondage, of samsara, by a miracle and a miracle worker. The miracle worker which liberates one from the bondage of sense gratification. Everyone in material consciousness is buried in a deep, dark well, Vishaya Kupe. But then that great liberator, that great miracle worker, Sri Guru, comes. Or Chaitya Guru speaks to you one day. This is the way out. This is the way out of the well. Go to the sadhus. Go to the mandir. Get a Bhagavad Gita. This is Chaitya Guru speaking to you. I'm God in your heart. I hear your crying, your pleas. You're telling me if you get out of this well, you'll serve me. You're telling me if you can escape this confinement and this sure death of being abandoned and lost in a well, you promised me that if you get out of this well, you'll serve me. So then Krishna creates a miracle, and you meet Guru, and then you get liberated from the Vishayi Kupe. So this is what's being told here, that Mahaprabhu is saying. Then he quotes a verse from that, there's a verse here spoken by Krishna. Name bhaktas chatur vedhi Madbhakta Shwapachapriya Tasme Deyam Tato Graham Sacha Pujo Yata Yeham Yaham. He's quoting a verse spoken by Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Lord Chaitanya is quoting a Puranic verse. He's saying, because he said they got liberated, they got free from this entanglement. Mahaprabhu says one may not be a very learned scholar of Sanskrit literatures. Even if a person is a very learned scholar of Sanskrit Vedic literatures, He's not accepted as my devotee unless he is in pure devotional service. Even though a person may be born in a low-class family of shwapacha, dog-eaters, he is very dear to me if he's a pure devotee and has no motive to enjoy this material world. Indeed, all respect should be given to such a devotee, although he is fallen by caste, nicha jati, low birth. But if he is a 100% surrendered devotee of the Lord and serving him day and night with all of his mano, kayo, and bhakya, his words, body, and mind, his thoughts, actions, speech, writing, everything, then I accept him as my priyajana, priyosime, my dear devotee, my heartly friend, my surit. And all respects and adar and man, respects and adara, should be given to this person. In fact, he's as worshipable, such a pujo yata yaham. Pujo, I am God, Bhagavan, Bhagavan Archan, Bhagavan Puja, Vishnu Upasanam. I am to be worshipped by everyone, Vishnu Upasanam. But my Vaishnava, irregardless of shwapacho, low birth, he is also puja. And we say, we talk about devotees, we sometimes introduce them, Pujapad. Pujapad Shriman Krishna Das. If there's some public gathering, we introduce, the next devotee, he will speak on the Ramananda Sambhag and some of the essential teachings of Ramananda Sambhag. His name is Pujapad Sri Krishna Das, or whatever. It's a term of reverence and respect, Pujapad. His feet are worshipable. He's a worshipable entity. So Krishna is telling that, and Gauranga Mahaprabhu is saying, you, Anupam, and Rupa, you work for the Mughal government. You lost your caste. You're considered fallen now, and you've lost so many privileges. Many privileges come with caste. If you lose your caste, then you can't see Jagannath in a temple. So they became in that category. So they lost their privileges of being Saraswat Brahmins. And they were considered outcaste. And they lost many privileges and facilities of entering temples and taking darshans and whatnot. But in the eyes of Lord Chaitanya, because they were purely surrendered to Radha and Krishna, they were accepted and they should be worshipped. And so he's glorifying them. From their side, now try to understand the exchange here. The devotees, it's an exchange of love. It's a meeting of the Lord and his devotees. It's called Mahaprabhu Rupa Anupan Milan, and the meeting of Mahaprabhu and Rupa and Anupan. But this is a meeting of God and his devotees, the Lord and his worshipful loving servants. How much the Lord loves and respects his devotees, how much the devotees love and respect the Lord. The devotees are approaching the Lord with trina, with straw between their teeth, lying dandavats on the ground. Mahaprabhu, dandavats, lying on the ground at a distance, waiting to be recognized, waiting to be accepted, waiting to be acknowledged, not just walking right up, Mahaprabhu, Haribo. No, at a great distance, they offer obeisances like this. But then how does the Lord respond? He responds, he doesn't think, you came to see me, I'm so great. He immediately glorified them and said, Krishna has been so merciful to you. He is that Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Nahi Anya. He is no other than Radha and Krishna Yuga, combined avatar in this age. Mahaprabhu. He's saying, he's deferring the praise, he's deferring the credit. Deferring means referring or deferring to Krishna. He's bringing Krishna there and saying, oh yes, see, look how merciful Krishna has delivered you from your family entanglements and brought you to my lotus feet and brought you here to Prayag in the holy time of Kumbh Mela to bathe in the Triveni and have darshan of all the sants and sadhus and take all the mangala snans at the proper tithi and timing in Prayag. Kumbh Mela, the world's biggest religious gathering since the beginning of time is Kumbh Mela, even today. And so now he's further glorifying them. They're acting so humble that we're not qualified, we have a straw between our teeth, and we should just lie at your feet like sticks. We're very fallen. He's saying, yes, you're fallen, but you got the mercy. He's saying, you got the mercy and you're not fallen at all. You're as worshipable as Krishna. Tadiyanam Samarchanam Vishnuradhanam Sarvesham Vishnuradhanam Param. That the worship of Vishnu is certainly the goal of all worship and should be the objective of all puja and worship, Vishnuradhanam. But greater and higher than, more important and significant than worshipping Vishnu is Tadiyanam Samarchanam, to worship those articles and paraphernalia connected to the Lord, the Prasadi Vesh of the Lord, the Prasadi Rathyatrakar of the Lord, the Prasadi Mandir of the Lord, and the Tadiyanam, the devotees of the Lord. They are his parts and parcels, his servants. So here the Lord Gauranga is mentioning this verse to highlight that point, that the devotee is worshipable. Hey shloka pari dunhare kaila alingan kripate dunhara mataya darila charan. After reciting this verse in glorification of Rupa and Anupam, what did Lord Gauranga do? Embrace them. A warm, loving embrace, prema lingana. It says, Dunhare. Dunhare means both of them, Alingana. And out of his causeless mercy, Mahaprabhu placed his feet on their heads. It's the perfection of life attained by great souls like Anupam and Rupa and Haridas Thakur. At the time of leaving his body, he had the feet of Lord Gauranga on his chest and head, eyes. His eyes and the eyes of Lord Gauranga, and Lord clutching Gauranga's feet to his chest and chanting his last Naam, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Because these are the two saviors in his life, the name of Krishna and Sri Chaitanya. So he put them together. At the time of death, he remembered his two saviors. The two saviors of Thakur Haridas are Sri Krishna, Sri Chaitanya and Krishna, Krishna's holy name, Krishna Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakura. So he said, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sri Krishna, the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and Chaitanya who gave me life. He gave me life and put me on the path of eternal life and gave me that Sri Krishna Mantra, Maha Mantra, Radha Krishna Yuga Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So here, Anupam and Rupa, they have attained the greatest wealth anyone could ever attain by coming to Prayag. Forget about Triveni and getting promotion to Swarga or getting mystic cities or other kinds of Sukriti and Punya by holy vows in the Triveni. They got the great mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, his Sakshat Darshan, the embrace of Premsrup, Radha and Krishna together, Gauranga, and his lotus feet on their heads. That's perfection. Nothing more, nothing less. Prabhu kripa pana dune dui hata juri dinahana stuti kari vinaya chari. After receiving Mahaprabhu's causeless mercy, Anupan and Rupa folded their hands in great humility and offered the following prayers to the Lord. I kind of jumped the gun already that they offered this prayer when they offered dandavats. But now that they received such mercy, this prayer appeared from the mouth of Rupa Goswami after this incident. So someone might say, what's the leela behind this prayer? What's the leela behind this stuti? Just like every shloka, like for example, if you read Vilap Kusamanjali by Das Goswami, Tulsi Manjari, there are shlokas. He's doing this seva, that seva. It's an isolated one moment of seva, painting Radharani's feet, brushing her hair, etc. But there's a whole leela behind that. One of the Ashtayams, this is a section of one of the Ashtayamas, one of the Ashtakali leelas. But just one verse extracted from the whole flow of the leela. Krishna may enter there, and the Sakis, Mandris, this seva follows that seva, and so many beautiful exchanges of love and whatnot. So that's one part. So behind each one of those shlokas is a whole leela. So similarly, behind a prayer, there's a pastime. How did it happen? How did it come about? There's a prayer called Kotaigo Premamayi Radhe Radhe. It's attributed to Gauri Kishore Das Babaji. So what's the leela behind that? And how did that prayer come? And so there's description of that in the biographies of Gauri Kishore. So here, this prayer, which everyone quite well knows, this is someone might say, is there some itihas or history or prayer behind this prayer, which you all know so well? And everyone uses the glorified Lord Gauranga? Oh yes, you don't know. This prayer manifested in the year 1510 or so. I think it was the year 1510, Lord Chaitanya came to Vrindavan. So it was 1510 or 1511, because in January it was 1511, he went back from Vrindavan to Kumbh Mela. In the year 1511 at Kumbh Mela, this prayer appeared from the lotus mouth of Rupa Goswami. In what circumstance? Well, he met Gauranga at Benares, where hundreds of devotees dancing and rolling on the ground and crying and chanting, Hari, Hari. Then he went to a Brahmin's house, a South Indian Brahmin's house, and he paid dandavats, and he offered stutis and prayers, and the Lord embraced him and glorified him and said he got the mercy of the Lord and liberated. And then after the Lord embraced him and after the Lord put his feet on his head, then some prayer came out of his mouth. What prayer? Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prima Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Trusei Namaha. O most munificent, this is now, this is a circumstance behind this prayer, because something happened. Rupa Goswami spontaneously spoke this prayer because something happened. When Lord Gauranga embraced him, and Lord Gauranga put his beautiful, tender, soft, fragrant lotus feet on his head, what happened? He immediately attained Krishna Prema. He became full of Krishna Prema. So he had realization that Lord Chaitanya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, that Lord Chaitanya is giving Krishna Prema by the touch of his lotus feet. Or the lotus feet represents his instructions also. Following the Shikshastakam, that means to contact the lotus feet of Gauranga. Studying the Shikshastakam, Chaitodharvana Marjanam, embodying the teachings, realizing the teachings, living the teachings. This is also receiving the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya in one's head and one's mind and in one's life. And one can get praying by realizing these teachings and following them. There's Upadesh and his Kripa. In the Upadesh is the Kripa. And if one follows the Upadesh and surrenders to the Upadesh of the Acharya or Mahajan or Krishna, then it gets the Kripa, the mercy, which is Prema. Samprayog Prem and Vyog Prem. Sambhogan Viraha. Yugayatandameshena, that is one aspect of Prema. Separation, the other aspect. So Shikshastakam leads to Prema. It's described in Bhajan Rahasyam. This is the final goal. Prema has two divisions, separation, union. The seventh prayer of the Shikshastakam is separation, Vyog, Yugayatandameshena. The eighth prayer is Milan, Sambhog Milan. Embracing Krishna, tightly embracing Radha. Tightly embracing his devotee at the time of Prema. This is described in Madhurya Kadambini. The Madhurya Bhakti is at the level of Prema, they will feel the embrace of the Lord or taste his lips. This is possible. So he experienced, yes, he gives Prema, I got it. I got it by his touch, by his glance. He's glancing and dancing with all these people in Benares, and just by their glance, by his Sondarya Rupam. By his Sondarya Rupam. And by his kirtan, he was distributing prema in Benares and all over India. Just people would see his chamatkar Sondarya Rupam, his amazing, beautiful golden form. And they would, all their material desires would become annihilated, and they would, prema would instantly manifest within their hearts. From nowhere, from the heart of Lord Chaitanya, prema would enter their hearts, and they would start crying in love of Godhead by his son, just seeing him. And then the Prem Prabhava of his kirtan, hearing the holy name or hearing someone chant the holy name that heard Lord Chaitanya chant the holy name, there we get prema. So this is the prayer that happened then. Now this is the another prayer that he offered. This prayer, this is the last verse. Yogyana matam bhavanam talyalur ulagayan ap yakarut pramatam suprema sampat sadhya bhuteham Sri Krishna Chaitanyam amum prapadye. So this is a pranam prayer which is found in Govinda Lilamrita by Krishnas Kaviraj, who is saying that this prayer originally emanated from the lips of Rupa Goswami, and somehow it deeply entered the heart of Krishnas Kaviraj. And later, because Krishna's Kaviraj is Rupa Raghunatha Pade Have Akati, He's very eager to follow in the footsteps of Raghunath and Rupa as he preaches to everyone at the end of each chapter, Adhyaya, of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So that prayer entered in deep into his heart and he was able to write it later. So the second prayer that Rupa Nanapam offered to Mahaprabhu in the Prayag was this. We, Anupam and Rupa, offer, and everyone, we offer our respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has converted and transformed the entire three worlds, who were previously mad and ignorance. And that wonderful golden Lord, he saved everyone from the diseased condition of material enjoyment. And he made them mad with the nectar treasure house of the treasure of love of God. The nectar from the treasure house of love of God. He made them mad. He made them mad with the nectar. Akarot, akarot, pramatam, suprema sampat. Fantastic prayer. Suprema, suprema sampat suda, sampat suda. The nectarian treasure of his own prema. It says here, by the nectar of his personal seva, the invaluable Gauranga made the entire world mad. Not just mad, but completely mad. Prakrishnarena matmada, pramatam. He made the whole world completely mad. How? By giving everyone the invaluable treasure of his love, Radha Krishna Prem. Then Rupa Goswami, he glorifies the Lord's contribution, an amazing miracle that he performed with them and everyone else. And even now he's performing that miracle. Then he said, listen everyone, let us take shelter. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prapadye. Let us surrender to and take shelter of that Sri Krishna Chaitanya who performs such wonderful activities. So this concludes the story of Mahaprabhu meets Rupa and Anupam in Prayag. Very wonderful, tender, sweet exchanges and loving appreciation between Gauranga and his devotees and many nice points of tattva and lila combined together in this wonderful story. So tomorrow we'll hear another story, which is, let's see what that one is. We'll find out. No, here it is. Tomorrow's story is... what is it? No, I'm not sure. Find out tomorrow. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Vancha kopa chuvias cha kripa sindhya vayava cha titanam bhamiyo. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.